Your Next Hillary, Your Eminence, Senator Mitchell, President Leahy, Hillary, and all the team of the Board of Directors. I see lots of friends and good friends and lots of new faces here this evening because this really is a special occasion. Tonight, I think we are, we've just gone into ordinary time, I know, in the church, okay? But can we just get a dispensation for ordinary time, just for today? Just to say that this is an extraordinary occasion, is that okay? This is not ordinary time. We're actually going into Mitchell time. We're going into George Mitchell time, and George Mitchell time, the passing of the baton of leadership in the parade from His Eminence, who did such an outstanding job last year. You have all seen him, haven't you? The photograph of the wave, and that you have to see it, Senator. It's a big ask. He had the most beautiful staff here from Texas. Brother designed, and this beamiest smile, and you did say today in the New York Times, although it wasn't confirmed, that you were going to put on your running shoes. So there's a thing he didn't do. But everything else, the perfect Grand Marshal is passing the baton to the most perfect Grand Marshal. because last year was a year we've had our discussion. Senator Mitchell, you won't be a surprise to you know that the Irish are into politics. We do politics of parading in Belfast and in London, and we do a bit of parading politics here in New York. And last year we came together under the leadership of His Eminence Cardinal Dolan to have a really special parade. And this year we're taking another step. And I think it's really, really fitting as a family, as a person who represents my government, but basically joins the Irish-American family and gets to be part of this great conversation about who we are and how we connect with Ireland. I think it couldn't be... We have the wisdom of our elders in choosing Senator Mitchell to succeed His Eminence is encapsulated in this thought, that as we heard there, Geraldine's father fought in the General Post Office in Dublin, like hundreds of other Irish men and women, and made a strike for Irish freedom. It was an unpopular revolution. People didn't appreciate it at the time. At the time, the leaders were rejected by the Irish people, and about 19 months later, the amazing moment happened when people voted in the first democratic sovereign election in Ireland, men and women, for a democratic path for Ireland. That's 1918. But in the story of 1916 is the flag, and we had our beautiful anthem. And I think it really is important, since we have started with the anthems and it is 2016, to remember that when Geraldine's father and those men and women went into the General Post Office, they raised that flag and they read out a proclamation of an Irish Republic that was committed to equality and that was committed at the earliest possible time, Senator, to democratic elections in Ireland. It took till 1918. For those elections to take place. And the symbolism of Senator George Mitchell being our Grand Marshal against the backdrop of a tricolour that was erected 100 years ago in Dublin that said, this democratic republic that we want in Ireland is committed to the unity between the Green Catholic Nationalists, part of our traditions in Ireland, and the Orange, the Protestant Presbyterian, more British-leaning part of our wonderful Irish tradition. And that was the flag that was over the GPO. And we started tonight thinking of that 100 years ago that happened. And Geraldine here, it's all about the relatives this year, so it's so fitting that you should be there. But I want to ask you just to bear with me for one moment in terms of the wisdom of the people who have chosen and the grace of Senator Mitchell in accepting to lead us this year in our historic St. Patrick's Parade. Because 80 years later, in May 1996, this gentleman here also proclaimed a new basis for freedom and reconciliation and real peace in Ireland. And they are studied worldwide as principles for inclusion and peace and sustainable peace and reconciliation. And they are named for the centre. They're called the Mitchell Principles. So 80 years and 2 months later, or a month later, this gentleman here came to Ireland in the great tradition of St. Patrick to come in, as St. Patrick did, not an Irishman at all, and to change Irish history as St. Patrick. St. Patrick brought us faith and Christian values. This gentleman here, and I really am not exaggerating, brought to us an articulation of democratic principles that were long overdue in Ireland. I can't think of a greater honour than to be speaking at his investiture as Grand Marshal of the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York 2016, as we come together as a family, reconcile ourselves and look to the future and give inspiration to the men and women back in Ireland who have still a lot of work to do to give fulfilment to the vision that he offered us and that is now part of our democratic tradition in Ireland. Ladies and gentlemen, will you join me in thanking His Eminence and in welcoming Senator George Mitchell as our Grand Marshal.
Councillor General Jones.